This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Hey, we're talking on-farm pasteurization with Dr. Tom Earlywine from Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, doing great.
So let's talk about the effectiveness on-farm pasteurization. Does this reduce bacteria counts in waste milk to the likings of what you'd like to see?
Yeah, and that's always our plan, obviously, when we put a pasteurizer on a dairy. We're kind of hoping that, obviously, it's doing its job. And so we kind of, about 10, 15 years ago, we started a project where we decided to see if we could analyze how well these pasteurizers are doing on the farm and how good of a job in general they're doing overall. And so we put together a pasteurizer kit to kind of test the pasteurizer over a 7-day time frame, and then the last day looking at bacteria counts in the pasteurizer, both pre-pasteurization bacteria counts, post-pasteurization, and then the last calf fed to see if there was some contamination that occurred after that as well. But the idea was is to kind of look at the nutritional content. We were hoping the pasteurizers were working great. Unfortunately, we didn't find out that was the case. We had analyzed about 618 of them. We actually put an abstract together for the dairy science meetings to publish what we found. And out of those 618 pasteurizers, a little less than half of them were actually doing a great job. And about 2/3 of them were doing a fair to poor job. And about 1/3 of them were doing a lousy job. In fact, in about 25% of the pasteurizers, we actually saw an increase in bacteria count from pre-pasteurization to post-pasteurization, which means that either contaminated pasteurizer and or it may even have some mechanical issues where there's a problem with it not holding the temperature long enough or getting the temperature high enough. So all of those are factors in good pasteurization. So we decided to kind of make it our mission to at least get people to work on, if they're going to process their milk on farm, think of themselves more of as a dairy processing plant and what you would do at a dairy processing plant to do a really great job every single time pasteurizing your milk so that the calf gets good, high-quality milk, not milk that might be contaminated with high bacteria counts.
When we're talking about contamination and high bacteria counts, how crucial is that?
We used to talk about before there were very many on-farm pasteurizers, a lot of folks still did feed some raw milk to their calves, and we used to equate it to running stop signs. You can run a lot of stop signs and never get in an accident, but sooner or later it will catch up with you. And so when you run high bacteria counts, obviously at some point all of those bacteria are not harmful. Some of them are okay, but the problem with it is that if they're running high, the chances of something being pathogenic at some point get higher and higher, and you're running a substantial risk at that point.
So to reduce the bacteria load in pasteurized milk?
Sure. One of the things we looked at is trying to help folks with not only maintenance of the pasteurizer, but also thinking about especially routine maintenance. If someone's coming out and servicing their milk equipment in the parlor, why wouldn't they service the pasteurizer as well to make sure that everything is working correctly and checking to make sure cleaning and sanitation is done correct on that pasteurizer as well. So those two things alone would make a world of difference in those cases. The other case that we ran into to reduce bacteria counts is simply that oftentimes the milk wasn't stored properly prior to pasteurization. So you can't leave it sit at room temperature and hope that the pasteurizer is going to take care of it, because the pasteurizer doesn't sterilize milk. So if the milk is growing a lot of bacteria while it's waiting to be pasteurized, the bacteria counts can get so high that the pasteurizer still does its job perfectly. It's just that if it takes it from 100 billion CFUs in the plate count prior to pasteurization, takes it down to 1 billion, that's still too many, but it's done its job. It's taken a 98-99% reduction. It's done its job. That's what pasteurization is supposed to do. And sometimes we ask it to do more than we really should, and that's part of the challenge. But obviously, the other part of the story that we were trying to get accomplished with this was to also look at the nutrient content of that milk that they were feeding to the calves. And what we found was some of the dairies we analyzed, very consistent. That's high quality, very consistent milk. Bacteria counts sometimes were good too, but not always, as we mentioned. But the nutritional aspect was at least more consistent. Then there were others. The solids content would vary from 7% solids to 15 to 16% solids. Well, calves don't take very well with that kind of variation. And so to minimize that variation, we look at trying to at least balance the milk somewhat, but also just trying to make the product overall more consistent in general. And there's a number of ways you can do that.
That's Dr. Tom Earlywine, Director of Nutritional Services with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.